Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Pleased to be joined by Brad Mason, the head cross country coach over at Lloyd High School. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time to join us, getting set for the 2020 season. And first off, I know maybe things are a little bit different as you get prepped. Cross country probably not affected as much by some of the new restrictions from COVID-19, but how's everything going in that realm, and how do you feel about practices so far for your squad?
Doing really well so far. Just really feel blessed that we can even compete. And it is one of those sports that probably not as affected. I know I have a brother in Colorado, and they came down. The decision was made in Colorado. A lot of the schools in his school district, which is Fort Collins, Colorado, they're online teaching, but they are allowing, I believe it's girls fall golf, tennis, and cross country is the three sports that they're continuing with, just because I'm assuming it's a lot easier to socially distance those particular sports than maybe some of the others. And we're finding out now in the state that we're doing some things, the meets are doing some things that are distancing some people and spreading kids out, you know, at the starting line, and maybe even having them covered that first quarter mile, and they could go, you know, drop their coverings and whatnot. And also limiting the meet sizes a little bit. I know we go to Concordia, and they made a ruling last week, no junior varsity, which is kind of unfortunate. I do have three junior JV runners, and they're obviously a little disappointed, but you got to do what you have to do. So they'll be, when we go up to Belleville here in a couple weeks, they're planning still having a JV race, but just to kind of limit the numbers a little bit, and then just really keeping contestants and patrons and parents and whatnot away from that finish line unless they're covered. So yeah, you're definitely seeing some new rules put in place, you know, because of the COVID thing.
Looking at your numbers, like you said, you have three JV runners on the boys' side there. You have two varsity and then five girls that will be running varsity for you, it sounds like. What are your thoughts on that and how they're all looking right now?
Well, thoughts. I wish we had a little bit more out. This is really one of the lowest numbers we've had in a while. It was just 5-6 years ago when we were up in the 30s in terms of numbers. So definitely would like to have a few more out. But what we do have is pretty good quality. And so that's really good. That five that we have out, Amanda Noller, she's my one senior girl. Samantha Zimmerman is a junior. Abby Porter, Ariana Armstrong, and Jenna Belush are my three sophomores. So all five of these girls will be putting together a team, and we'll be competing for team medals and team trophies in cross country in the 2A through 6A level. You do run your five girls or seven girls, but you count the top five out of the seven. So we won't have a sixth or a seventh. So we don't have a lot of room for health issues or injury issues. So we want to keep them pretty strong and healthy. Because if you're only running four girls, of course you're not going to get a team score there. But all five of these girls, were on that team last year that got fourth at state. So they're experienced. They've been to the big race. They're at Rimrock, and they had a really, really tough regional at Norton last year. So they know what it's like to run with a little bit of pressures, which is good. The three sophomores, I was a little concerned, the first of the middle of the season last year because of inexperience, but now that's not an excuse. So really looking forward to what those five girls can do. And then in the boys high school, Jacob Porter is my one senior, and he's hoping to make it to state his senior year. And then Cameron Sadler is a junior, Mason Thompson a freshman, Lance Lundin a freshman, and Michael Boyle is a freshman. Lance Lundin will be running varsity as a freshman. And so I'll be running Lundin and Porter in the boys varsity race.
So when you look at this group, one of the things that you don't have this year that you can probably become accustomed to is Hannah and Haley Burks on your team on the girls' side. But when you have girls like that in your program, and I know the girls and boys kind of run together sometimes, and they're around each other, how does that motivate, I guess, some of the younger girls coming up or younger boys coming up to maybe have some of that kind of success?
Well, it's a huge motivator, regardless of the sport. And the thing about with Hannah and Haley and why they're just truly missed is their work ethic. And you only get good, like Hannah's coming off. She was a state champion and a runner-up last year and got third her freshman year. So definitely in that top five, all 4 years, and sister not too far behind. And the only way you're going to get at that level in cross country is you got to be putting in the mileage and the work all summer long. Mm-hmm. And you always tell kids, you know, it's the same way in football and pretty much every sport. You know, championships are made in June. You've heard that time and time again. It's what you do in the off season that's going to pay huge dividends, you know, come October. And they exemplified that. They were out there, you know, every day, you know, taking maybe one day off a week, which we like, but really putting the road mileage on. And also the other conditioning we do, we really push a lot of swimming and a lot of lifting, a lot of weights in the off season. Because cross country, you know, obviously we have hills and we have sometimes big hills, and the course is just not flat, you know, flat and fast like an oval and track. So you definitely have to have what we call strength endurance. You need to have that endurance of a mile or 2 miler. But I'm not saying those guys aren't strong in track and field. They are. But you have to have the strength to make it up and down, you know, hills, you know, over the course of 3.1 miles. So it's a little different deal there. So definitely back to Hannah and Haley, you know, they exemplified, you know, hard work and that's really what you're looking for, leadership and setting a good example for the younger folks.
Brad Mason, the head coach of the Beloit cross country teams. Coach, we thank you for taking some time to talk about your team this season. Best of luck as you open the season at Concordia.
Okay, thank you very much.